Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Culture and Heritage Minister Paul Goldsmith has told Te Papa to take down the Treaty of Waitangi display damaged by activists. In December, members of Protest Rōpū Waka Haurua used angle grinders to remove the part of the Signs of a Nation display showing the English text of the treaty. Mr. Goldsmith says he has told the museum's board he expects it to be removed.
Yes, I expect them to replace that and fix that. It shouldn't stay on that as it is at the moment for a long period of time. And part of the legislation of Te Papa is that it should be a place where all New Zealanders feel proud. And I don't think a vandalised sign of the English Language Treaty of Waitangi is helpful.
Minister Goldsmith says he can request but not enforce the display's removal, and the board's response will not affect Te Papa's funding. Manurewa MP Arena Williams says the government is shortchanging the police force and failing to keep to their promises in improving crime statistics in South Auckland. Police Association members last week rejected the pay offer of a $5,000 increase to base wages, only backdated to November, and a 4% pay rise in July 2025. Ms Williams says her community wants to see police given the resources to do what they're being asked to do.
Even if you think that they shouldn't be cracking down in this way, I think we can all agree that if they're being told by their minister to do something, then they should have the pay and conditions to be able to do that. I mean, these are our neighbours, these are people who our kids go to school with. Our police officers should be able to do the job that they're being asked to do, like any worker.
The author of a new book about colonisation says he expects it to make some people feel uncomfortable. Massey University professor Richard Shaw says writing The Unsettled, Small Stories of Colonisation, meant he had to confront his own family history. He says it was only in recent years he realised the land his family farmed near Parihaka had been confiscated from Māori.
That's what Pākehā privilege looks like to me, the ability to live 50 years before realising this stuff. But since I learned that stuff, I can't seem to get it out of my head. I grew up in New Plymouth. I came down here to Palmerston North, just regular Pākehā fella, never thought too much about it. Didn't have to think too much about it, really. Could sort of get away with living in a land almost as if Māori were not even here.
Professor Shaw says the people featured in his book all had their own unsettling family histories, but believed making their stories public will help the country to reconcile its past with honesty. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!